Libby, how are you?
I'm great, Ara. How are you?
Doing well. I wish you were still on the show, and a lot of Canadians feel the same way, man. We're huge fans for the show, so it's great to get a chance to chat with you.
Well, I am honored. I know. I wish I was on there, too.
Can you believe you actually played this season? Like, this is a big deal for a lot of people who can only dream of making it happen, and you did.
Honestly, it still feels like a dream. Whenever I was out there, it was like, this is not real. Watching it back, I'm like, gosh, I actually did that. That was incredible, and so many people dream of doing that.
How did your friends and family react when they found out you made it this season? They must have been over the moon.
They were, and you know, they were actually not huge Survivor fans until whenever we started all watching it together. After I told them, they were like, Libby, you're really going to do this? Are you sure? And I was like, yeah, totally going to do this. They were like, so you know you have to make fire. I was like, yes. I'm aware of having to go out there and do these things that you see right now on television and even more. And they were so excited. They've always been so supportive of every adventure and every dream that I've gone for. And so this is just another one. They were like, we shouldn't be surprised, but yet we're still excited about this.
36 seasons in, you get out there and you learn that the theme this season is Ghost Island. What goes through your head?
I at first was terrified because I was like, what does this mean? Is this island haunted? what's going on? Gosh, I can't remember the exact words that Jeff said, but it was like, it's all about the decisions you make, trying to reverse the curse. And I was like, I am one of the most indecisive people, and this is all about decisions. And great. I mean, I should have known that, but like the fact that he emphasized decisions and past mistakes, I'm like, pressure is on, Liv. You got to kick it into like high gear now.
On Survivor, you know, there's always a battle line drawn here and there in the sand. This season, battle lines in the sand, in the ocean, up and down trees. I mean, it was such a competitive season. When you keep hearing, you know, your name being whispered around as a potential vote to be sent packing, how do you stay cool in those situations?
You have to, because if you act nervous, people are going to get even more suspicious. But every time I felt like physically looking down at my chest, my heart was like beating out of my chest, I was just like, take a deep breath, say a few prayers, think about my family, think about the exciting adventure that I never wanted to end. What did I need to do to make sure that I could stay here as long as I could? And that was how I stayed cool. Luckily, I'm a little bit better under pressure from experiences in the past, that taking a deep breath and those little things helped me to calm down a little bit. But it was super competitive, like very competitive.
Why do you feel that they felt it was your time to go last week? Why you? Why Libby?
Yeah, that is a very good question, Ara. You know, I kept asking myself that the same every single day. I was like, there's my name again. What is going on? Like, nobody's even saying anything to me. And I haven't even gotten any quarrels, any arguments. But I think that that was the reason why. After everything's over and people are like, I wish I would have worked with you. Or, you know, you really are a genuine person. And it kind of makes me think, oh, I guess they thought that my kindness and my ingenuity was, like, fake. Which, story of my life, that always happens. You know, like, growing up in high school, you know, like, that always happens as well. So I wasn't surprised that people kept thinking that I was just being super nice to their face. But I am a nice person. That's just who I am. And I'm not going to fake who I am out there and regret that. I would like America to see who I am as well. And that was one of the things that I knew, that going into the game, I wasn't going to totally give up all of my morals and values to be somebody that I'm not. Stereotypical, blonde, flirt, brat. You know, like, if that's what people thought I was going to be. And they also knew about a little secret power alliance between Michael and I that was a little dangerous, that we tried to almost like not show ever. So we were never seen together, but people still figured that that was something that was going on. So they wanted to break us up.
And then you have Morgan with that low blow. Hey, never trust a cute blonde, or whatever that line was.
I know. Come on, Morgan. That did hurt. It hurt really bad. I was like, God. But I mean, like I said, at Tribal, I stuck by my decision because the power lines that I stayed with, I knew that I had some sort of leverage versus teaming up with her and then getting Angela out, being at the bottom of their alliance, and then also being untrusted by my original alliance. So there was really no way that I could combine the two. And also, I tried to get Wendell out. So we needed Wendell for competition versus Morgan. It would have been a better move for me, of course, to get Wendell out and let Morgan know what we were doing, but that would have been so messy. It probably hindered a lot of things, especially with Dom. But it allowed me to redeem myself at the last Bradley vote, whenever I told them, you know, I stayed loyal to this alliance, I can stay loyal to this new alliance. And that was when Dom was like, you know, he looked at Chelsea and they kind of decided last minute to stick with Bradley as the vote.
Watching Michael play his idol, obviously epic for fans. We're like, oh my God, not so epic for you. It blew everybody's mind at Tribal and you were sent packing. But has he apologized with one of those, sorry, not sorry, but had to do it to you? And have you given him the, okay, it's fine, it's a game?
Definitely did apologize, but at first I was so mad at him. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, we were in an alliance, and whenever that afternoon before Tribal, we were trying to figure out things, and we didn't know why he was running around being super paranoid about stuff, trying to get us to all vote one way, but we didn't understand. He just sounded crazy, and we were like, Michael, what is going on with you? But the reason why is because he knew that he had this title, but he was trying to find a way not to tell us when he should have just told us. So at least Jenna and I knew to vote with him. And then Wendell could have possibly gone home. It would have been a tie. And if we would have gotten one more vote, Michael would have played his idol and Wendell would have gotten home. But we didn't have enough time. And so I was so mad at him for not explaining that well. And of course, he regrets that. You know, you got to roll with it. It's the game.
Usually you got to think about yourself in a game like Survivor, but apparently Sebastian and Jenna thought about a lot of other things because they're dating now.
It's sparse out there, but they did a very good job at waiting until after the game to make it more of a thing. They're so cute.
How nasty was that food challenge? Slugs and grubs and all sorts of creepy, slimy sea creatures. What the hell?
I was actually, okay, low-key excited about this challenge.
Really?
Yeah, I was waiting for that because I'm someone that's, I'm not a picky eater. I'm pretty adventurous with food, and they're not going to give us anything that's going to kill us. So, you know, like, Hakuna Matata, give me whatever. I mean, let's go. And so whenever I opened it and saw fish eyes, I was like, oh, come on. That is not something that they would eat. And okay, maybe I was just hungry, but it didn't taste horrible.
Who are you happiest to see leave this season before you, and does his name rhyme with Schmadley?
Man, you're a great poet, Ara. Oh my gosh. yeah, you know, pretty excited about that. You know, not only because it was a pretty close call for me, but yeah, I'd have to say, see you, Bradley. That was a good one. Good game, but before me, definitely.
Libby, I hope we get to see you play in another season of this game. You've got huge fans in Canada. Canada loves this game, Survivor, so thank you so much for giving us your time.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks so much, and I hope you all have a great day and enjoy the rest of the season.